We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm sorry. We're Ray and I are arguing about the movie Bridesmaids, which I like, I guess, a whole lot more than you. If people were joining now. Last night, I stayed home, and between watching Flyers and Sixers, I was watching a lot of the movie The Hangover, which is great.
It is. And it's great in multiple viewings, too. That's one of those movies you can watch over and over again.
Absolutely. And I hadn't seen it in several years, so it was funny again. And a year or two after that, they made the female counterpart of that movie, Bridesmaids, with Kristen Wiig and Melissa McCarthy and Maya Rudolph, and I think it's great. And you said you found the other female really annoying, and that's the point. She was supposed to be annoying.
Yeah, she
was. The snooty one.
She was too annoying.
Well, you need... Okay. She was the villain. All right, well, Ray, what can I tell you?
But no, I liked it. I didn't like it on the same scale that I liked Hangover. All I thought that was a classic.
I'm going to Zach Berman on this. Zach Berman of The Athletic. Zach, have you watched the movie Bridesmaids?
I have. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it. It made me laugh.
All right. You watched the movie The Hangover?
Yes. I'd like The Hangover, I'd say, more than Bridesmaids.
Okay, yeah.
You're with me.
No, because I do too, but I'm saying it's close. It's like just a notch, and you say, Ray, not even in the same league.
I don't think it's close. Zach, I like them both, but I like The Hangover much, much better.
Zach, would you settle this? Are they close?
relatively, although I would probably lean more toward The Hangover. I can relate more toward a bachelor party than the bachelorette party.
So. Well, okay. That's a cop-out, but there you go. Nonetheless,
Be running your chick flicks past Zach, us.
Well, yes, Ray, because that's what I'm known for.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. So, Zach Berman and Bo Wolf wrote a terrific column this last week about 10 predictions for the Eagles for the rest of the year. I would like to read the prediction. Then, Ray, I want you to opine, and then Zach will either talk with his delight that you agreed with him, or he will defend his lame position. Are you ready?
Yes.
I don't think any of these are particularly controversial, but they are interesting. The first one is Jalen Hurts will pass for fewer yards in the next 9 games than he did in the past 8 games.
I think that's true. Because I think they are going to run the ball more, and to me it makes perfect sense. So I agree with that.
Zach, why is that going to happen?
Well, I don't think Hurts is going to keep up the volume that he had earlier this year. If he's down to, let's say, 25 pass attempts a game, he would need to have an average yards per attempt that would put him in the top 10 in the NFL. And I frankly don't think he's that efficient of a quarterback. So. The only way I see him topping that mark, even with one extra game, is if they're passing 35 times a game, and I don't think they're going to play that way.
No, and I also think that the schedule lends itself that way, because you look at the teams that they've played to this point, you've played some high-scoring offenses. I mean, you've played some teams where the Eagles coaches going in figured, geez, if we're playing Tampa Bay, if we're playing Kansas City, you know, we're going to have to score points to beat these teams, so your offense was probably geared more towards passing it. From this point on, the second half of the season, you're playing the opposition you're playing. You're not looking at teams that are going to score a ton of points, so you can have a more balanced offense. That's kind of my thinking, too.
Can I just throw in one other thing about Hurts that I find a little bit disturbing? And I'm thinking, if I see it with my eyes, any single NFL scout or coach is going to see it. Does it appear he only likes to throw to the right side of the field?
Yeah, his numbers suggest that. Like, his, you know, the charts that you look at shows that with that. He says that, you know, where he rolls out, and Sirianni will say some of that's within the framework of a play. But that that's not a very good model, and I don't think it's sustainable for the Eagles. So that's something he's going to need to see the field more than he has in these first eight games.
Yeah, I mean, if the other team knows that they can cut off half the field when the quarterback's out there, it's to their advantage. All right, here you go. Zach Berman, prediction number two. Dallas Goedert finishes in the top three in the NFC in receptions and receiving yards among tight ends. Ray? By the way, currently ranks number seven in catches and fourth in yards.
I think that's doable. Yeah, I do. I really do, because I think if he can stay healthy now and not get injured, his role in this offense certainly is going to expand. And I think his talent level is such. I think he's a really talented guy, and I think he's been to this point been underutilized. And I think that's going to change the second half of the year. So, top three is high, but I think that's doable. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, so when I look at it, that if you just look at the tight ends in the NFC, I don't think he'll catch up to Kyle Pitts or T.J. Hockenson. But I think he can beat Al Dalton Schultz from the Cowboys. And then it's just a matter of you have Zach Ertz, obviously, with the Cardinals. George Kittle is an outstanding tight end with the Niners, but he's missed a lot of time this year.
I think he's coming back today, but he is playing on a pitch count, so to speak.
Yep. But from what when I look at the Eagles' offense, they want to go in their passing game featuring number six and number 88. And for much of the season, when either Zach Ertz was in the lineup or Goddard was out for a game because of COVID, he hasn't had the opportunities that he'll have in this back stretch. So if he's healthy, I expect him to be featured more than he has at any point in his career.
Interesting. His time has arrived.
I think that's true. I think he's a really good player, and they need to use him more.
I think to date, if you look at his career, he's been fine but not special.
Mm-hmm.
But you're saying it today starts now.
I do. I think he's really good, and he's a much better blocker than people realize. He's a very complete player, and a good yards after the catch guy. I think he's a guy that's is going to just continue to grow in stature here. I really do.
All right, Zach Berman, prediction number three. I'm sorry, Zach Berman. Yeah, Zach Berman. Prediction number three. I thought we were talking to Bo Wolf for a second. Zach, excuse me.
No problem.
All right. Milton Williams will end up with more sacks than Fletcher Cox. I don't know if that's praise or not.
That was Bo's prediction there.
Oh, that was Bo's? Oh.
That was Bo's prediction, but I'll talk about that one.
Yeah, we're going to make you defend it anyway. Ray?
Well, considering Fletcher's not getting many sacks these days, I guess that's a possibility. And Williams is certainly getting the snaps. I would probably lean still towards Fletch, because with the second half of the year here and some what I think are pretty beatable opponents on the way, I would probably, if I had to choose between the two, I would probably take Cox.
Yeah, I would probably lean toward Cox, although he's played, 67% of the defensive snaps so far this season and hasn't been nearly productive enough. And I don't think you can say it's a matter of double teams, because when you've watched these past three games or so, Javon Hargrave's the one who's commanding more of the double teams now.
Correct.
And Milton Williams is coming on. And the reality, too, is the Eagles really like his inside-outside versatility. And with the way Ryan Kerrigan's playing, the Eagles don't really have a number three defensive end. So I think they'll look to find Milton Williams' playing time on the inside and the outside.
Yeah, that's funny, because I know that the coaches talked a lot about Williams when they drafted him. They talked a lot about Williams during the preseason, the summer, and really seemed to have high hopes for him. And I got to tell you, Zach, first part of the season I was underwhelmed. He was on the field a lot. He was playing a lot of snaps, and I'm thinking, really, this is what I've been hearing all about. Now, last week was the first time I really kind of said, okay, I kind of get it now. But frankly, up till then, I was a little bit disappointed.
I think he has a little Michael Bennett in him. Now, I'd say different size profiles, but in terms of playing style, I think that would be an interesting comp for him. Now, I think Milton's going to be more of an inside guy in his career. Obviously, Bennett played on the outside, but having that type of flexibility, being a power rusher, I think that's something you could see.
By the way, all of this argument also traces back to Fletcher Cox. And we've talked about him a lot this year, but he does. It looks like he's almost 31, right?
Yes.
It looks like he's really close to done to me. I'm just not seeing any production out of him. All right, the next prediction is, in fact, also a Bo Wolf one, but you wrote the story with him, so you're going to have to defend it, although I don't think it's going to require much of a defense. Gardner Minshew does not start a game unless Jalen Hurts gets injured. Ray, I have been in favor of this position, and you?
Yeah, I don't I the last thing you want to do is start Gardner Minshew in a game. I mean, this season has to be about one thing, and that's finding out whether Jalen Hurts is your guy moving forward. At the end of this year, you have to have, as an organization, a clear determination that, yeah, this is a guy that we can go with, this is a guy we can win with. You got to know that at the end of the year. And unless Hurts is injured, he's got to play every game. I mean, the idea of going to Gardner Minshew at any point and just making a quarterback change to make a quarterback change, to me, is nonsensical. If Hurts can play, he's got to play.
Yeah, so I don't see the Eagles getting to a situation where they're, say, you know, 4-10 or 3-11, and they're just playing out the string of for the rest of the season. Just because of their strength of schedule here, I don't think they're going to be near the top of the division, of course, but I think they're going to be competitive into December and early January. That said, if they fall out of contention and Jalen Hurts really struggle, then I can see an argument for Sirianni saying, well, let me show you what this offense could look like with somebody else, because I do think that they've had to make a lot of adjustments, and they will make a lot of adjustments because of Hurts. That said, as long as they're competitive, Hurts gives them the best shot to win, and I agree that this year is about accumulating information on Hurts, and unless they're out of it, they'll continue to do so.
All right, you put the Eagles at 7-10 for the season. That's what I had before the season. Ray, you might have been 8-9 or 9-8.
I said 8 coming in, yeah.
Okay, so we're all, and we all kind of think that's still where they are?
Mm-hmm. I think so, yeah.
All right. Zach, what do you think today? How do you look at the one today?
So I like the Chargers today simply because when I look at the two teams, the Chargers have the better quarterback, they have the better skilled players, and they have the two best defensive players in the game. So when I just look at it like that, I'd say the Chargers, it's hard to pick against them. That said, the way the Eagles can win this game is with their defensive line against the Chargers' offensive line, particularly the right side of the Chargers' offensive line. If the Eagles can get pressure on Herbert, that could change the game. So I would really pay attention to how the left side of the Eagles' defensive line does, because their hopes of winning, it really rests on that.
Zach, when you look at this team, the Chargers, are you as puzzled as I am with the offense they're running? I mean, Herbert is, I mean, he is a prototype, big arm, throw it down the field quarterback. He demonstrated that last year. And you watch him now, I mean, they've become like Dink and Dunk City. And I don't get it. I mean, I don't know if Herbert is hurt or if this is just the coaching staff trying to protect him because they know they can't, the offensive line can't protect him. So everything is geared towards the short pass, the dump off, to get the ball out of his hands quick. But, you know, this doesn't play to his strengths at all. I mean, he's a guy that you want to be stretching the field with him, and they're not doing that.
Yeah, that's a good point. You know, and their offensive coordinator comes from the Saints, right? And so you saw the way Drew Brees played, there's probably a little bit of that to it. And Justin Herbert's a different quarterback than Brees, of course. Some of it might be because of the offensive line. But I do agree with the way Brees can play and with some of the players they have. I mean, Mike Williams can really challenge you downfield, win those 50-50 jump balls down the field. They should stretch defenses. Now, these last two games have been bad for them. You know, they were the first five games or so, they were really impressive. So I'm curious to see if they've changed after these last two games.
Yeah, I think the injury to Bulaga at right tackle has really changed things. I mean, Storm Norton is just awful. I mean, he's, you know, and that's, and you pinpointed that right away, and I said that to Glenn in the first hour. The right side of their offensive line right now is it's just flat out bad. You know, and so maybe they're doing some things schematically to try and protect where the players can't protect, but it's if the Eagles are going to win this game, they can do it coming in that side. I mean, I could see Josh Sweat having a really good game today.
Exactly. And, you know, there's been so much discussion this week about the run-pass ratio, and this is a game for the Eagles where you're going against the worst run defense in the NFL. They can probably get some big plays on the ground, but the difference in the game is still going to be if the Eagles can get pressure on Herbert, because if Herbert gets time with the way the Eagles play zone coverage, he can pick apart that defense. So they need to get to Herbert, and they need to get to him often.
Good stuff. Zach Berman, always a pleasure. Follow him on Twitter at ZBerm. Enjoy, man. I guess I'll see you in a few hours.
I look forward to it. Thanks for having me on.
All right. See you
then. Take care, Zach.
There you go. Hey, by the way, just apropos of something we were talking about in the last hour.
Yes.
We were talking about that Bo Burnham who did that series, the special I watched.
Yes, that you liked very much.
Yeah. Mike Mulhern, who is
The producer at NBC Sports Philly.
Right. Just told Michael Barkan, who just sent me a text, that Bo Burnham is playing Larry Bird in an HBO series about the 80s Lakers.
No kidding.
So we discussed Larry Bird today. It all circles around. It's all related.
Does he look like a basketball player?
He's tall. I mean, I don't think he's 6'6 tall, but he's kind of tall and lanky.
Larry Bird was certainly no matinee idol. What's this guy look like?
He's a better looking guy than Larry Bird. Denny in Whitehall joins us. You're on with Ray and Glenn. What's up, Den?
Good morning, guys. A couple clarifications here. I got to go with Bridesmaid, that scene in the street when she's waving the cars by her.
Saying
a word. Yeah. It doesn't get any better. There's nothing in the other movie that Ray likes.
The food poisoning scene, Ray, is tremendous.
Absolutely good. And one more clarity is I live in the area where Chuck Picnark lived and was in his presence more than once, and he was not pointing at a fumble on the ground. He stood there, and I heard him say this. He called me. He said, "USOB," and he didn't use those letters, but just for some clarification.
Well, I've heard Chuck tell the story countless times. Trust me, I've heard countless times, and he always insists that he was just reacting to the fumble recovery and saying,
"Well, here's
this,
what
this,
I heard
this game is over."
We were in a club in the city of Bethlehem, his hometown, and may have been one of the best groups of sports people I had together pleasure listening to, and it was Dick Vermeil, Chuck, and also Tom Brookshire. And the first thing they said to us, a group of about 40 guys, was, anybody here from the press? And no one raised their hand, so they cut loose on everything, and that was one of the things he cut loose on. So
interesting. We only have a second. You had something about the Eagles draft?
Well, you know what? We're talking about Fletcher Cox, and they got to get strong in the linebacker spot. This dying from this soft defense we play and having the linebackers making tackles or not making tackles really hurts them. And Fletcher Cox, I'm with you. Remember how he used to chase down screens or run from the opposite side and keep a long run to only 3-4 yards? He doesn't do it anymore. He stands up at the goal line, spins halfway away from a block. So I would like to see his reps come down from in the 60s, like your prior speaker said, maybe down in the 50s and 40s, and let Williams and some other guys play. Because if we're going to watch the same thing that Fortney did and Ezekiel Elliott did, we're going to have that same kind of day, and I don't want to see that.
I hear you. Give me a great sports photo.
Well, did anybody say anything about the 64 Phillies?
No.
Okay, well, his name was Johnny Callison, and he hit a walk-off.
Yeah.
7-4, bottom of the ninth, and there's a picture of him at home plate. And I have it in my little sports room. 8 future Hall of Famers greeting him at the plate. Willie Mays, Roberto.
That's the All-Star
Juan Marichal,
game. Right, yeah.
Casey Stengel, Ron Santo. And the story goes that Billy Williams lent him his bat because it was a little lighter bat.
It sounds we got to run. It sounds like a great photo, but I can't say I've ever seen that photo.
Oh yeah, it's
you've
it's
seen it.
Famous. Yeah, it's from the All-Star game.
Well, I've heard that Callison hits the
walk off in the bottom of the ninth.
Yeah, but I'm familiar with the episode, but I'm not familiar with the photo.
Yeah, I guess if you're outside Philly, you might not have seen it. But people see it around the city a lot. It's him crossing home plate after hitting the home run. And what's notable about it is all the guys who are greeting him are among the great players of all time.
Yeah.
They're waiting to celebrate the walk-off home run.
That's cool.
One of the other moments that just convinced all of us that 64 was the year.
Thus, eventually leading to Ray going on double secret academic probation at Temple University.
Yes, yes.
And getting a big dressing down from Big Ray. Wait, Big Ray was your grandfather. Your dad was Young Ray? Wait, what was the order?
The order was my grandfather was Big Ray.
Right. Your father was?
My father was Little Ray, he was 6'4".
I was going to say, how's he Little Ray?
He was Little Ray. And then when I came
along, Young Ray.
I became Young Ray.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, none of it made any sense.
But anyway, it led to a dressing down from Little Ray and you almost flunking out of Temple University.
That would be correct. Thank you for bringing that up.
Well, you originally brought it up.
Well, no, you originally brought it up. I just confirmed it.
Oh.
And you brought it up a second time.
Well, we still got time to go. Could come up. Could make it a third. Hey, coming up in the next segment, how about you and I look at some of the more exciting games going on today?
Oh, I'm all for
that. Got a little NFL films, rollicking music in the background. We'll discuss who's going to win, who's going to lose. And we will take your phone calls, 215-592-9494. Ray and Glenn on 94 WIP.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.